95. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking the question today that kind of a little questionable question, if you will. Are we blind? I'm talking about as American citizens, as political leaders, as pastors, Christians, churches, and are we blind to what is taking place? Are we simply ignorant as to what is taking place? Are we dumb as a rock as to what is taking place? That may be some kind of crass questions, but I scratch my head when I see what is happening, when I know what is happening, when I recognize what is happening, and it seems as though there's total silence. We've witnessed today, ladies and gentlemen, as of this moment, we're witnessing the Islamization of America, and it's being done so willingly, purposefully, and being led by formerly Barack Obama, now behind the scenes still Barack Hussein Obama, and Joe Biden, that is the theft seated in the Oval Office. He's the one that stole the office, if you please. He's not the legitimate president. We have to tolerate that. There's some that will challenge that. That's okay if you believe it was an honest election. There were, I believe it was 63 or 67 cases filed in the courts in the battleground states. And to hear the communist Marxist news media, they said that the courts rejected the claim that there was a theft of the election. No, they didn't. Out of the 63 to 67 cases that were filed, not one was heard in a court trial. Not one was heard with the evidence brought before them. All of them were summarily dismissed by the courts. And now they're finding, gradually saying, this was bad, this was wrong. In Pennsylvania, there was theft in the election. In Arizona, there was theft in the election. Georgia, there was theft in the election. They're finally coming around 4 years after the theft took place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today those Islamics that are standing up. Islamic mass migration, I believe today, is purposeful. The demographics show, and the demographers tell us that by 2050, America will be dominated by Islam. And I read an article, and I'll read a portion of it, we'll take our next caller. Alarming, the headline says, the 9-year-old girl attacked at school for not being a Muslim. This happened in a little city named Savage, Minnesota. A little girl was beaten almost to death on the playground by 4 other students simply because she was not a Muslim student. That's because the schools now in Minnesota are dominated by Islamic kids. The state of Minnesota today has a new flag. The flag was adopted, I believe, last September, October of last year. It is a new flag. It is very, very similar to the so-called Palestinian flag, indicating the domination of Islam. Dearborn, Michigan, the police department, the fire department, the city council leaders, et cetera, all dominated by Islam. The call to prayer by the Islamic prayer towers takes place in Dearborn, Michigan. The Christians, the conservatives, the patriots have to tolerate that because it is dominated by Islam. We're witnessing the domination juggernaut by Islam across America. I don't know about you, But I am very, very distressed. I'm concerned because you don't hear anything about it from the pulpits. You don't hear anything about this from the speaker stands of conservatives and Christians. And you certainly will not hear anything about it from the city council, like here in Jacksonville, or the legislators, or U.S. Department of Education, or otherwise, because it's not the politically correct thing to say. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
I pray that you also. But you know what? I'm so happy that you was telling about the young girl that got beat up. Because I thought it was on a college campus. But it was in an elementary school, you said?
Yes. Savage, Minnesota. She was a 9-year-old girl. I believe it's either third grade or fifth grade. I don't recall the grade.
Okay, but I tell you what, though. I tell you what. It's not Puppy Joe. It's Obama. Because I remember, I think it's second term, I believe. Well, this is the third term.
This is the third term for Obama played out through Biden.
But I remember he said that it was going to be a reset. And I remember my family, when he first got elected, they chartered a bus, you know, other people chartered a bus to go to Washington. And something in my spirit said no. Because I remember when Benjamin Netanyahu came over here to ask him not to give Iran nuclear power, right? And he had him go through the back door that we used to, because, you know, I'm growing up in my 70s, like we used to back in the day. But when the Muslim Brotherhood come in, you greet them at the front door. I think he spent, 30 minutes, 35 minutes with Benjamin Netanyahu. And
there's a lot of static and noise on your phone, Kenneth.
Oh, let me turn the speaker off. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Oh, that's better. Yes, thank you.
Okay, but he invited the Muslim Brotherhood in the front door, smiling and holding his hands out, hugging them and everything else. They spent, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like three or four hours together.
And Kenneth, you're exactly right. The bottom line is you're exactly right. The bottom line is through the open borders and through the purposeful Islamic mass migration that's taking place. And now Biden is talking about bringing in about 5,000 of those out of Gaza. What we're doing, we're immigrating, bringing in, and infiltrating throughout all of America the Islamic jihadists that will rise up, stand up, and just assist us. Hamas, I'm watching. I'm looking at a headline here. Anti-Israel Columbia graduate wearing handcuffs tears up her diploma on stage. A Columbia University student wearing a zip tie handcuffs tore up her diploma on stage Sunday as an act of defiance following recent concerns about anti-Israel demonstrations on campus. A female graduate marched on stage with her arms above her head and wrist bound with plastic zip ties as she tore up her traditional given diploma. She was wearing the Islamic garments, and she had her hands in the air, her diploma being held, and rips it apart in defiance because she's standing for Islam and not for America. Now, Kenneth, I don't know about you. My position is, and I said openly, very candidly, and very directly, we need to remove them from our society. If they love Islam, go back. If the right thing could be done, taxpayers' money should be gathered up, plane ticket bought for every one of these jihadists that's demonstrating, defying the Constitution and who we are in America, and send them back. My position is, if you don't love America, if you don't love our Constitution, if you're not interested in our Bill of Rights, if you're not interested in what made America great, go back to where you're from and be subjected to the Islamic jihadists. In fact, I had one article that I read, and picture said, queers for Islam. If they go back to Islam, any Islamic nation, they'd be thrown off a building or their heads taken off because of that lifestyle. But yet they're standing for Islam. And Kenneth, what concerns me is we're witnessing in wave after wave after wave the Islamic stand-up in America to dominate and control. Now, if anybody listening doesn't believe that, wants to challenge that, I challenge any listener that disagrees with that or disavows that or disbelieves that to go back and study all of world history. When Islam comes into a city, into a state, into a nation, it will be malleable and quiet until it has between 2% and 6%. Then it will stand up and demand to be in control and will control. And that's already taken place. Europe today is controlled by Islam. And we're witnessing the fast track for very soon the Russian military leading 5 Islamically controlled nations as a trick against Israel, and will go into the great conflagration that will finally be called the Battle of Armageddon. We're witnessing the stage being set. And Kenneth, I don't know about you, but it concerns me when I see silence in the pulpits, when I see silence from Christians, when I see the attitude from Christians and conservatives and patriots and churches that says, well, the government says it's okay, it must be okay. If the government's going to bring those people in, we need to love them, embrace them, and let them live right next door. No, we should not. If they do not love America, if they do not love our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, if they do not love the Declaration of Independence, if they do not love America, leave America. Kenneth,
all we can do is keep praying.
Yes, sir.
Time?
Go ahead.
Okay. I worked for years, and it would be like people from the Caribbean and stuff, and they would call America Babylon. I said, well, go back to where you was, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Very, very, very simple solution. Go back. In fact,
yeah, go back.
Recently, most people recall when the shooter stood up and started shooting in the Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen's church. The suspect behind the shooting at Pastor Osteen's church, when he fired and at people, he had a rifle, an AR-15 that he was shooting. On the barrel of the rifle, it said, Free Palestine. We're witnessing sporadic shootings in churches, beatings at school, demonstrations on college and university campuses, a House of Representatives sitting there and chanting on the Democrat side, waving the Palestinian flag here 3 weeks ago in the U.S. House of Representatives to show solidarity with Islam. We're witnessing the fomenting, the formation, the fundamental foundational foundation stones of Islam taking over in America. Now,
yes.
Kenneth, I am concerned because I see and hear very few people alarmed by it. I'm alarmed by it. I'm concerned by it. I've written books on the subject, Is Islam Tolerant, 25 chapters, about 325 pages, about 5 years ago or 6 years ago. And I'm going to read from that, and then I will let you go. I want you to hear it and see what your comments are in relationship to it. I'm turning to about page 34, 35 in the book, if I can find it very quickly, in the book that I have written on the subject, Is Islam Tolerant. The picture on the cover of the book has pictures of Islam demonstrations, and it says Islam will dominate. Be prepared for the real Holocaust. Slay those who insult Islam. Kill those who disagree with Islam. Surah 3151, coming right out of the Quran. We shall cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. That's all non-Muslims. Surah 2191, kill all non-believers wherever you find them. Kill them, such as the recompense of disbelievers. Fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2:216, jihad is holy fighting, is ordained for every Muslim. Surah 4:56, those who disbelieve, we shall burn them in fire. Surah 4:101, all non-disbelievers, all non-Muslims, you're open as our enemies. Surah 4:102. Allah has prepared a humiliating torment for all non-Muslims. And I could go on and on and on, reading right from the Quran. So, Kenneth, the thing that I leave you with is this. As Christians, we need to see what's happening, stop closing our eyes, stop being blind, deaf, and dumb, and speak up before it's too late. Thank you so much, Kenneth, for your call. God bless you, and as you and every other Christian, we need to keep looking up, because as we see these things happening on a very rapid basis, we need to look up, lift up our heads, and recognize our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that leads into where we are and what we need to do, I believe, as Christians today, as patriots, as conservatives. Are we blind? Are we dumb or deaf to what's taking place? The 9-year-old student, female student, Savage, Minnesota, beaten black and blue because the students that beat her were Muslim students, and they said they were beating her because she was not a Muslim. This article reads, she told me, this is the mother speaking, she told me she tried to get up, and when she tried to get up and to go for help the first time, and I believe it was the first time that they had gotten her on the ground, that she was trying to fight back. And they told her that if she hit them or if she touched them, that they would tell the teacher that she's the one started. So she just told me she sat there. She said, Mom, I was informed that on the camera footage, it showed them going up to her and punching her in the face and hitting her back. And then she runs off, and they ran after her. And then when they had gotten her on the ground, they started beating her even more. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the dangers of Islam. We're talking about what is before us as a nation. And again, I go back to the quote from Charlie Kirk in his video footage interview with Gad Saad. He is born in Lebanon, he said. And he said, now, his statements as a prerequisite to what he said, he said, I have a lot of Muslim friends. Some of them are good. Some of them are wicked. He said, his statement is contrary to mine. I say that every Muslim, if they read the Quran, they believe the Quran, they follow the Quran, they will kill me when given the opportunity. There's no such thing, in my opinion, as a peaceful Muslim. In fact, Winston Churchill said of the Islamic religion, it is the most retrograde group of human beings on the face of the globe. And I believe that is true even today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious subject. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead with the question.
Hi. This has been a problem with me as far as the schools and our children. The children, the ones that was the aggressive persons, they are prepared to kill our children. And our schools are not, our colleges, they're not ready to handle it. And I've never told my kids, my grandkids, to fight in school. But they will stop. They can't hurt our children.
Well, Terry, you're exactly right. And I grew up with a mother. My dad passed away when I was 5 years old. Mother trained us. She said, don't you ever start a fight at school. But if someone starts the fight, don't you ever run. The approach is that we ought not to start the aggression, but we ought not to bow and bend when the aggressor starts. But you're talking about the university campuses. The university campuses have been training these little useful idiots now for about 50 to 60 years, and now the fruit's coming home to roost, as the old cliche goes, and they're showing the true colors. We're witnessing today hundreds of thousands across America that's rising up, shaking their fist at America, shaking their fist at our Bill of Rights, shaking their fist at our religious liberty, shaking their fist at who we are as a nation, and saying that we're going to be in control. In fact, the little group, I think it was 15 or 16, right here at the University of North Florida, were recently arrested because of refusing to break up their demonstration, standing for Palestine, as they called it, standing for Gaza, which were the little useful idiots. When they refused to break up, they were arrested. Students started screaming and shouting, why are you arresting us? One police officer said, I don't have to tell you, but they were arrested. And the University of North Florida made the statement, just as Governor DeSantis had made, that our universities, our colleges are not daycare. We are here to learn. We're here to train. And because they were causing the demonstration and causing the problem, they were arrested. A couple of the parents are already screaming that their child was mistreated, maltreated. The police officers ought not to have arrested their little babies. That's the whole problem today, is because we have raised a group of kids today, young people today, youngsters today, that they couldn't find Gaza on the world map if their lives depended on it, yet they're taking a stand for what they are not even knowledgeable of as far as world history and U.S. history is concerned. So, Terry, we need to be careful and understand that things are changing dramatically, rapidly, exponentially going toward the total demise of America, and it's because I believe God, part of it is because God is judging us. The other part is because we put people in places in our pulpits and in our leadership roles in government that are not knowledgeable of what is happening and unwilling to take a stand on the truth. That's where we are, acting dumb and blind.
Can I say one more thing, please? But I do believe it's going to start a war in the schools. Most definitely.
There's no question about it. We're going to watch it. And I say to every parent, every grandparent, take your child out of the garbage pit called public schools. We've got perhaps some good teachers there, some good intentions, but they cannot teach if there's war going on in the classroom and on the campuses. Take them out. Right. Homeschool them. Yes. Homeschool them. Christian school. Any mother can teach more in a 8-hour day than can be done in a week in any of the public school systems today. Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you and keep looking up. I believe Jose is on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I think, brother, that we never owned a brand new car. Our investments was in private education for our kids, in the Christian private education, and that was the best investment, and you're still paying rewards up to this day because our kids are not perfect, but they are true patriots. They know what's right, they know what's left, they know what's up, they know what's down, and they believe, you know, what the Bible says. If you put them on the hands of the government, you're going to have people that they're going to brainwash those kids, and they're going to teach them everything with a liberal mindset, you know what I mean? And I think that's the job of the parents, you know what I mean? Instruct our kids and teach them, you know, what's right, what's wrong. And I think that's one of the problems in the education system. And then you got all those Muslims down there because that book teaching. They teaching to fight. They teaching to kill, to behead those that don't believe like they do. What a difference with our Christian community, huh? You got the Amish. They are radical. They believe in the Bible. But they don't mess with nobody. They don't attack anybody. They don't bomb anybody. And you don't see them marching or demanding beheadings. They are peaceful people, isolated people, that they just follow what the Bible says. I don't agree with them 100%, but that's the difference. You know what I mean? When you got radicals, Muslims, is to attack, destroy, because that book tells them to do so. But our God is a God of mercy and compassion. But this nonsense needs to stop, brother. This is the devil that has no shame, and he's out on the open to get the Christians. And as parents, you know, we need to speak up in a nice way, but we can now. We need to draw a stand. I said, listen, this nation was founded under Christianity, and it's not going to be changed. And I think that's the goal. Do you see that Germany don't want any more immigrants coming in?
That's right.
They don't want it anymore.
It's too late to close the door, though, now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sadly. And do you see the London mayor? He was reelected by Muslims, even though he has done a horrible job. Crime is high. Unemployment is high. But guess what? The Muslims are having 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, while the Westerners, they only have maybe one, and they are adopting pets. How crazy how we become. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Jose. You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the seeming deafness and blindness that pervades our society today of not seeing. I'm looking at page 19 in my book that I had the privilege of publishing several years ago. In fact, it's dated 2013. Page 19 is a picture of demonstrations in Europe at that time. And it says, I'm looking at the picture. They're holding signs, the Muslims holding signs. Islam will dominate the world. Freedom can go to hell. Sharia law, the true solution to freedom. Islam will dominate the world. And I have quoted in that their statements. Islam will dominate, page 34. Sharia law is the true solution, as well as many other cute little taglines that they've used. My first take on it is it doesn't seem overly friendly. In this work of scattered radical fringe groups, it is the view of the majority of Muslims that they will control the world, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the statement. I believe that is true. I'm looking at the headline, the 2024 Intelligence Report on Iran. Listen carefully. Perhaps you recall when the Biden Obama administration was in position to carry out, quote, leadership in America and around the world. They transported pallets, hundreds of millions of dollars, pallets, plane loads of cash. And today, Islam, through Iran, is just about to launch its worldwide announcement of global dominance by nuclear capability. This article reads, dated March 11, 2024, the intelligence U.S. intelligence report on Iran. The annual U.S. intelligence report assessment reported that Iran's advanced nuclear program is near completion, but it warned that Tehran had accelerated all of its production and operation on centrifuges to enrich uranium. Iran has expanded its conventional and unconventional military arsenal, such as ballistic missiles and drones, as well as cyber attack capabilities. Tehran, a growing expertise and willingness to conduct aggressive cyber operations, making it a major threat to security of the United States of America and all allied partners around the world. And it goes on to talk about the preparation of Islam and its domination through Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, in the five nation Islamic nations going with Russia against the little Israel is Iran, old Persia, rising up its head. And ladies and gentlemen, if we do not study history, if we do not know history, if we do not recognize history, if we do not get into the Word of God and know what God's Word says and what God is doing, we're doomed as a nation. And again, a quote from Dr. Gad Saad. He was born in Lebanon. He says that Muslims say, we will conquer through our women's wombs, give birth to more than Americans can give. Secondly, we will conquer through Islamic immigration. Today, the Biden administration with open borders are allowing the Islamic jihadists to come in. We'll use your miserable liberties and freedoms to control America. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't get our attention, nothing will. I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that we will turn back to God, turn to God, seek God's face, ask God to forgive our sins, and heal our land. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
When our daughter Robin was a little girl and just getting into school, she took a test and was sure that she had blown it. In an effort to make her feel better, I told her, I'll bet you a hot fudge sundae that you didn't fail it. She took me up on the bet. No, that's not gambling. Robin doesn't.